Welcome to the Tim Hill Podcast. If you have the time, you can not only listen to the episodes, but you can also watch all the shows, and you'll find the links in the description below. Thank you. It's me, Horace Podmore, your political commentator. Now, get this. A judge, finally a judge with some sense, some common sense. What's he gone and done? He has the Islamic bride, Shamima Begum, loses citizenship appeal. Thank God for that. We don't want her back in this country. Thank you. We've got enough as it is. All these Islamic terrorists coming into the country keep pouring in. I dare say she'll find a way in for a dinghy before not too longer. Anyway, so good news. She's lost the appeal. About time too. I dare say that the judge that came to that decision will probably have a jihad put on him. Move on. This bunch of clowns. Have you seen? Do you think they finally start to open their eyes and see the elephant in the room? I mean, what's gone on the last couple of days with Sir Lindsay Hoyle, the Speaker of the House, and Starmer being accused of pressurising him into changing things and mucking about with procedures and that? Yeah, right. Finally, some sense. Now, what they should be doing is banning shit like this. We don't need a Palestinian flag ramming down our throats every single day. I dare say they're all out in London again tomorrow. And we should ban these bloody marches. If we had banned it to start with, we wouldn't have had this trouble, would we? Calling for all this from the rivers to the sea malarkey. I don't understand Parliament. Why are they having a debate on Gaza? It's got fuck all to do with us, really. What it should be concentrating on is what's going on in this country. Concentrating on grooming gangs. They turn a blind eye to that. They don't bother turning to. They walk out. For a debate on excess deaths. Everybody walked out. Nobody wanted to talk about it. That's what they should be concentrating on, not fucking foreigners. And this is what happened the other night. Did you see? From the rivers to the sea, all over the Big Ben. They should arrest the people that are responsible for it. Lock them up and throw away the key. Or, better still, deport the fuckers. Send them to Gaza. Yeah. Old Starmer and his mates. They'll do anything, absolutely anything, to get your vote. That's all he wants, to get into number 10. And mark my words, he will, with his party, bankrupt the country. He wants change for the country, all right? He wants to destroy the country. And who's backing him? Who's behind him? I wonder. Yeah. That's what it was all about the other night. Islamists. Muslims. Islamic terrorists, all behind him, all threatening him. That's why he's on their side. Meanwhile, old Suella, see what she said? She's finally woken up and smelt the coffee. She's noticed the bloody elephant in the room. And what's she getting? She's getting berated for it. all those years ago, Enoch was right. We don't need this amount of immigration into the country. And we certainly don't want to import all these Muslims, Islamists, extremists. That's what's coming in. But at least doing anything to stop it? Yeah. Whilst waiting for the police to start arresting these Islamic hate preachers instead of going after people like Tommy Robinson. Yeah, be a long wait, wouldn't it? It's what they should be doing. This is what the old Bill are doing in Europe. The Spanish are having a go at them. The Italians, the Greeks. They know how to treat them. They know how to stop it. Anyway, now there's been a new agreement between the UK and the EU and Frontex on the borders, controlling the borders. Really? Do you really think that that's going to work in our benefit? Can't see it somehow. It definitely, if they come up with it, it ain't going to be in our best interest, is it? They're not bothered about stopping the bloody boats. They're encouraging it. Gets them off their hands, doesn't it? Of course it does. Anyway, look. What is this bloody obsession with net zero? What's gone into these people's brains that they think it's a good idea? Look at that. Europe faces industrial wipeout from net zero. 73 major companies warn. Why aren't they? What is it with governments? Why are they hell bent on destroying our economy for chasing this net zero green agenda? It's beyond my comprehension. Take all the carbon out of the atmosphere, we die. Plants die, we die. We need carbon in the atmosphere to create oxygen. It's called photosynthesis. That's one thing I did learn at school. Yeah, don't know where they got it from. Elections coming up. Mayoral elections in London. They need to get rid of this monster. This little poison dwarf. Sadiq Khan. He is absolute toxic. He has been the worst thing for London ever. Personally, I would do away with mayors in these big cities. They're not worth the money. Meanwhile, up in Rochdale, they had some hustings. And what happened? Old Galloway's thugs stopped one of the lawful candidates going in to take part. Yeah. Right. So, yeah, you can see what's going on up in Rochdale. Anyway, I dare say it won't end well. And the people of Rochdale probably won't bother turning out. 30% is the average for a local by-election. So, reform, you know what to do. You want change, you've got to vote for it. Be brave. They've got the policies. You put them in, you'll see them enacted. And if you don't, and you put Starmer in, you've been warned. The country will be fucked. Tories ain't got hope of getting back in, that's for sure. what they've done to the country over the last 14 years. They've run out of ideas. And the policies ain't working. Because we're heading into another recession. And Labour will make it worse. Guarantee it. So, 17.4 million of us need to turn to and vote reform at the next general election. If we've got any hope of saving this country. So until the next one, thank you for listening. Give us a thumbs up. Subscribe to the channel. It's free if you haven't already done so. And if you disagree with me, put a comment in. Have a debate with me. I'm quite happy to debate. I'm not far right. I'm just right. So until the next one, TTFN. Ta-ta for now. Welcome to the Tim Hill Podcast. If you have the time, you can not only listen to the episodes, but you can also watch all the shows, and you'll find the links in the description below. Thank you.